You're listening to SBS News.
Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
Just 2 days after the carnage of the Easter Sunday terror attacks, IS has claimed responsibility.
Al-Shaykh Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi al-Qurashi al-Husayn.
A video released by the terror organization shows masked men, allegedly the attackers, pledging allegiance to IS before the bombing. Sri Lanka's government says the perpetrators may have links to IS. The men in the video are thought to come from two local groups. Officials say the attacks may have been retaliation for the Christchurch massacre, in which 50 Muslims were shot dead while praying at two mosques in New Zealand. Sri Lanka is a country gripped in fear, the fear it thought it would never again have to endure since its civil war ended a decade ago. Prime Minister Renil Wickremasinghe says there are still an unknown number of militants at large, some armed with explosives.
Certainly the security apparatus is of the view that there are foreign links, and some of the evidence points to that. So if when the ISIS claimed it, we'll be following up on this claim. There was suspicion that there were links with the ISIS.
Sri Lanka's President Maithripala Sirisena says he'll make sweeping changes to military and security services, vowing to take action against those who failed to share information with him about the planned attacks.
I will completely restructure the police and security forces in the coming weeks. I expect to change the heads of defence establishments within the next 24 hours.
But the real tragedy is outside the government offices. Families still coming to grips with the scores of lives lost, with the death toll now sitting at more than 300.
I wish peace.
Harmon Piers lost his sisters in the attack on St. Sebastian Church in Negombo.
It was very difficult to find the bodies also. I had to spend nearly 10 hours to find the total bodies. In our family, we have 4 members who were attacked by the bomb.
Bodies are being buried every day, leaving entire villages bereft. This mourner says her community has lost too many people to count.
We have a mass burial because in this small village, almost every house has one funeral. Yeah. So we can't go on burying separately, individually.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.